Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's a full hour show today as we navigate through September and the fall weather. Now, in this segment of the show, I will be talking with Thomas Crozet, and we will talk about the Sherbrooke Video Game Week. It starts on September 25th. I will also have some health news courtesy of Ted Silver and some music in part two. So let's get the second part of the show started with a theme from the Mario Brothers. Games have become so much more than just entertainment. They're a creative industry, a way to bring people together, and an exciting field where technology, storytelling, and imagination all come together. Here in Sherbrooke, the local video game community is getting ready for the fifth edition of Sherbrooke Video Game Week, taking place from September 25th to October 2nd. The week will bring together gamers, creators, students, and professionals through events including a game jam, a Super Smash Brothers tournament, networking opportunities, and a playtest evening where people can discover games that are still in development. It's a great opportunity to see the talent and creativity that exists right here in our region. And joining me to tell us more about the Video Game Week is Thomas Crozet. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE. And today I'll be talking with Thomas Crozet about the exciting Video Game Week coming up in Sherbrooke. And that starts on September 25th and goes to the 27th. So welcome, Thomas.
Hi.
Thomas, let's begin by talking about the Sherbrooke Video Game Week. What exactly is it, and how did the idea for the event begin 5 years ago?
Yeah, so we have the fifth edition that is coming up. We have multiple events through the week, going from a game jam or a presentation or playtest for developers. It's really like a big happening for the video game industry, in Sherbrooke, yeah. It begins, 5 years ago, we have one edition a year, and it begins because we saw the opportunity to, we have seen that there is a lot of people that were making video games, who liked these video games, who were curious about it, but there was not a big happening for this, and so we took the occasion.
Okay, and how has the event grown since the first year?
The first year, it was more of, there was few events. So there was a gaming drink with a presentation, a bit of happening, and there was a game jam. So that was about it. And now we have added like the playtest that is called Sherbug. We have a Super Smash Bros. Tournament. We have an happening for the entrepreneur. So yeah, there is more and more activities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is great. Now, how large is the video game industry here in Sherbrooke and the area? Are people surprised to discover how much is happening locally?
Yeah, so people actually don't quite know this, but there is a few independent studios. We are about 10 studios. And of course, there is Ubisoft Sherbrooke, who has been there since 4 years. And we've been surprised at the beginning to see that there was a lot of people who were just curious to see home games are being made. Maybe they are just, you know, a hobbyist that were making games, but didn't know that there was a community that wanted to see each other and
Now your week begins with a game jam, Sherbrooke. What exactly is a game jam and what happens during those 3 days?
That's a good question. That's the biggest event. So yeah, it's 3 days. It's like a video game creation marathon. So we give a theme at the beginning and people have 48 hours straight to create a video game in teams or solo if they want to. And so, yeah, we encourage people to sleep, but if people do not want to sleep for 48 hours straight, they can. And at the end, we show the game that has been made and people can test it, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And do you have to know how to program to participate, or are there opportunities for people with different skills, such as writers, designers, artists, and musicians?
Yeah, good question. We need all of those people to make a game. So it's not just about programming or visuals or audio. It's about all of this. And if you don't know how it works, no problem with that. It can be a great starting point. We invite people from all skill set to come here. And if you don't have a team, we make the team at the beginning before we start. So there is no stress about it.
Okay. Now there's also a Super Smash Bros. Tournament. What makes a tournament like this such a fun way to bring the gaming community together?
Yeah, so Super Smash Bros. Tournament, it's more of an esports. You know, people playing, people who like competition. And it's a part of the community that we didn't quite offer activities to. So we are glad to see this activity in this edition. And yeah, it's fun to make games, but we need people who plays it. And this is for them.
Now on September 30th, you're holding the video game Apero. What happens at an Apero and why is networking so important in the video game industry?
Okay, yeah. So we have a presentation of an expert of a job in the video game industry. So it can be programming, audio, or design, as we talked before with the Game Jam. And after the presentation, there is a network for people just, you know, to meet each other, to get to know the community. It's not like a political networking. It's more like not a formal one. And just to tell, because this is an important point, we offer the pizza and the soft drinks too. So the activity is free and the food is free. The drinks are free. Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the events that really caught my attention is the Sherbrooke playtest evening. People can actually try the games that are still being developed and talk directly with their creators. That sounds fun. How valuable is that feedback for game developers?
That's what I can speak because I am a game developer myself. And I can be alone to make my game and to test it, but it is really valuable to get people to give us feedback and comments on how the game is fun or not, is there a bug here or not. And it is to get a first overview of how the game is going before releasing the game.
Mm-hmm. So it's quite helpful then, I guess. You're also planning a video game entrepreneurs forum. What are some of the challenges involved in starting and running a video game studio theater today?
Today, there is a lot of challenge. A financial one. You need to find the idea. You need to find the money. You need to find the team if you want it to be alone or not. And you have to get along with the community to know what are the tips and tricks to find money, to find your ideas, to put your ideas in creation. So this is like an happening for entrepreneurs to talk about it and to show to the Sherbrooke City that things are happening in a video game.
Now, the video game industry involves so many different talents. What kinds of careers are available besides programming?
Okay, yeah, programming is the main node, but there is a visual, like you can be a 3D artist, a 2D artist. We need audio, so we need an audio artist for the sound effects, for the music. We need some people who design the game. It can be the dialogue, it can be the main idea, it can be the visuals. So there's this is it.
Mm-hmm. Now, for young people who love video games, what advice would you give them if they're thinking about turning that passion into a career?
My advice would be that don't hesitate to try. You need to try, you need to fail, you need to learn. So there is a lot of good example online, good tutorials to learn software, to learn how to make a game. Just try to make games and speak to each other, speak to the community, show your game. Don't be alone in your home. We are a lot of people. Yeah.
And do you think parents sometimes overlook the creative and technical skills that can come from playing or creating video games?
Oh, that creating video game isn't important?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, sure, we are not bankers or or doctors, but it's a I need to think about this one.
Okay, no problem. The event brings together gamers, students, creators, and professionals. How important is it to create those connections locally rather than having everybody work in isolation?
Because it can be tough to make a video game. It's a long way to go. You can make game in a few hours like we do in the game jam, but if you want to make money out of it, it's a long way to go. You need to test, to do marketing, and you cannot know all of this all alone. You need to get advice, tips and tricks from other person or the people who have been there. And this is what the committee is for.
Okay. And what are you most excited about for this fifth edition? Is there one event you particularly hope people will discover?
Yeah. Of course, it's on Wednesday, the video game happy hour. It's the best activity to come and see what the community looks like. Sorry. And like I said, it's free, so don't hesitate to come.
Okay, and could someone who isn't a serious gamer still enjoy the Sherbrooke Video Game Week? And what would you recommend for a newcomer?
For a newcomer, it would be like to come to the Sherbug, which is on October 2nd, to test games, to see and talk to developers, to see how it goes. Yeah.
Okay. And video games are sometimes criticized for keeping people isolated, yet your event seems to be doing exactly the opposite, bringing people together face to face. Is that part of the goal?
Yeah, of course, yeah. We have to fight this idea that video game isolate people because we can play like online, but we can play together, we can see each other. And that's part of our main goal, yeah.
Okay. And what does having an event like this mean for Sherbrooke as a creative and technological community?
It means we want to be a pole of video game in the province of Quebec. And it means that things are happening. We have more and more studio, more and more people who wants to create games, who likes to create games, and that the community is in good health.
Mm-hmm. And Video Game Week, when does it start exactly? How long does it go? And where is it?
Where is the community?
Mm-hmm. Where can people go to participate in this Video Game Week?
Okay. So we have a Discord server for people who want to join. Every activities are mentioned there. But the main entrance for this Video Game Week is our website, which is laconfrindie.ca.
Okay, could you repeat the website again?
Yeah, it's laconfrindie.ca. Laconfrindie.ca, sorry.
Okay, that is good. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, Thomas?
No, that's... That's quite good questions you asked me.
So that is exciting. And it begins what day in September?
It's Wednesday.
Okay.
It's a Friday, sorry. Whoa.
Okay.
It's a Friday.
Friday the 25th?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And it goes until what day? It finishes what day?
Friday, October 2nd.
Okay. So it's a full week then. And if people want some more information, they can go to the website. And one final question, if somebody's not really a gamer and they say this probably isn't for them, what would you say to convince them to come out and discover this community?
You can be there by curiosity. Everybody is accepted. We like to talk to everybody. If you're if you're curious, you can, you're welcome.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. We've been talking with Thomas Croisette today about the Video Game Week in Sherbrooke starting on September 25th. And if you need some more information, just go to the website. So thanks very much and all the best on the event, Thomas.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Van Halen, and the song is called Jump. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM.
This is a CJMQ health update. E-scooters are becoming more popular, and apparently emergency rooms are noticing. New data from the Canadian Institute for Health Information shows hospitalizations linked to e-scooter injuries jumped by almost 40% in the past year. There were 837 hospitalizations between April 2025 and March of this year, compared with 601 the year before. Head and brain injuries, along with fractures were among the most common reasons people ended up in hospital, and the biggest increase was among kids and young teens. Hospitalizations among children 15 and under nearly tripled from 54 to 150. Most of those injured were boys. Doctors say the numbers are concerning, especially as e-scooters become more widely available and more young people start using them. That's the latest health update on 88.9 The Cube.
I want to thank my guests on the show today, Caroline Trombley, the development manager for the Parc Quaticook Gorge and Parc des Couverts. Take a trip out to the park this Labor Day weekend and enjoy the activities while giving to the fundraiser. And in the second part of today's show, Thomas Crozet for talking to us about the Sherbrooke Video Game Week that starts on the 25th of September. Check out the website for this event. And I want to thank all my listeners and especially those who have reached out thanking me for doing this show. It is my pleasure. I have a lot of interesting and exciting interviews coming up in the next few weeks. And if someone has an idea for an interview, please email me at cjmqnews, that's all one word, cjmqnews@gmail.com. I will close today's show with a song called Electric Feel, and it's by MGMT. And CJMQ wishes everyone a fun and especially safe Labor Day weekend.